This is Joshua Dixon, and I have Gene Larson and Gene Cahoot in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
And the two of you are here to talk about the Czech Heritage Festival that is coming up on August 13th. What is the purpose of the Czech Heritage Festival? Why did it start?
We started this as a ethnic heritage thing just to keep the church building up. Nobody wanted to tear it down when the church closed, so this is our thing.
This would be St. Mary's Church in Becken.
In Becken, Minnesota.
It was settlers from the Czechoslovakia area who built the church originally, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
The first church was built in, I believe it was 1859 or 64, somewhere in there. And then the second and present church was built in 1915. Correct me, Gene, but didn't this present church cost about $13,000?
It wasn't a lot. So, in today's money. Yeah,
we put more in that and quite a bit more. They're doing a shingling job this summer, and we'll be about five times over that just in shingles.
So the church isn't being used weekly as a church, but it's still available for people to use, like, say, for weddings or other ceremonies, correct?
Yeah, in fact, my granddaughter was married last summer there in June.
So this Czech Heritage Festival is a fundraiser to keep the church going, basically?
That's right, yep. Mm-hmm. All the money that is collected goes right back into the church or into the coffers for their expenses or whatever.
And this Czech Heritage Festival has become sort of a thing because I've been to several of them and there are people who come from all over the Midwest. It's not just a local thing.
We advertise near and far. We get around.
I've bumped into people there who have come to Little Becken, Minnesota, all the way from Chicago, and because of the Czech heritage that's so strong in this area.
Yeah, even California and Texas. We get people from and all over. Gina's right. About 5-6 years ago now, some people we knew from up by the Twin Cities come down for pickles when Mrs. Fred Cadet Anna was still alive, yet she made such good pickles. They drove all the way from the cities, got here about, 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning, and the pickles are all gone, she said.
Wow.
Not happy lady.
So for people who have never been to one of these Czech Heritage Festivals before, what is the schedule like for a typical day?
Well, it starts about 8 in the morning, really. People start coming in. Souvenir stands are set up, and there's a lunch stand that's starting to move. And then Mass starts at 10 o'clock. And from there on in, it's quite busy, wouldn't you say, Gene?
I would say Kolachki's is another early seller besides the pickles. They go fast.
We've got
four kinds. It's a bread roll with filling, fruit filling. I saw four kinds being baked there this year. There's poppy seed and prune, apricot and cherry, and they're all good.
And so there's a polka mass at 10, and then there's a pork roast dinner that's served from 11 until 1:30. And then how many bands are going to be there this year? Do you know?
Yeah, there'll be three bands. Including a Sleepy Eye Concertina Band, but the Winninger Brothers Band will be playing at the Polka Mass, and then Matt Hodick and the Dakota Dutchman from North Dakota, they'll play along with them after services. And then you have the later in the afternoon, Beck and Czech folk dancers put on an exhibit.
So do you have any idea how many people show up at these things every year? Do you ever do a head count?
We're guessing 1,000.
You've been doing this for 26 years now, and it seems to me, the ones I've been to, the crowds are getting bigger every year.
It's been good that way. It's been good that way.
And there's no admission to go to this.
And that helps bring everybody. Everybody likes free, right?
Oh, absolutely. And then everybody is welcome. You don't have to be of Czech heritage to enjoy it, correct?
That's correct.
Right. They even leave Norwegians in.
Wow! Okay, so that would be the Czech Heritage Festival. That is coming up on August 13th, and Mass starts at 10 o'clock, and the event goes on until the last car leaves, basically, correct?
Basically.
Okay, and everyone is welcome, and I have Gene Larson and Gene Cahoot in the studio to thank for letting us know about it. Thank you.
Thank you for the time.